Hello everybody, this is your host Voodoo Priest Man. Tonight it is freaking cold. Cold. We are approaching 2018 and we are almost saying goodbye to 2017. I'm pretty sure some good stuff has happened to a lot of us, and just some bad stuff has happened to some of us too in 2017. But what I want to do is I want to take the time to focus on a topic that many people ask me about. Am I chosen? If you want to know if you're chosen, whether it is when it comes to spirituality or whatever it is, we have to understand, first of all, that we all are chosen. We all are special. There is something within us that is greater than greatest. And for us to actually say that we are and some of us are not, that's kind of, I would say, kind of dumb, because it, to me, being chosen is just like beauty. Like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And when you are thinking that you are, if you think you're ugly, who thinks they're ugly? You know, you could be big, you could be skinny, you could be short, you could be tall. It's always going to be people that are going to think that you are super attractive, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Take a look at it and you'll be like, wow, I do have a lot of people that are is attracted to me. So I never think that anybody is ugly or anything by that nature. So first of all, you have to think that the same goes when it comes to chosen, when it comes to your spirituality. Like, for instance, myself, I mean, I'm able to connect with other beings in other dimensions. I'm able to connect with other spirits, but your gift might be different. Your gift might be dancing for the spirits. Your gift might be singing for the spirits. Your gifts might be totally something different from one another, but we are all here for a purpose. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you're not. A lot of these so-called gurus online, spiritual gurus that have a lot of followers and fans and all that, they make it seem that they are so, you know, something so big, and people need to listen to them and people need to follow them, when they don't have that humbleness within themselves. Because nobody is inferior, you know, more inferior than anybody, or nobody's more superior than anybody. We all are equal. So when we let that ego go, we grow and we able to listen. We able to learn from other people. We able to also experience different things by us being able to be quiet. That's why God gave us one mouth and two ears, so that way we can hear and pay attention to others, and we can grow and we can learn. So if you want to tap into your abilities, it's for you to talk to your ancestors and tell them, look, I want to learn how to do the tarot cards. I want to learn how to do this. I want to learn how to do that. And spirits, for whatever reason, they tend to listen to us, and they end up giving us gifts of power, of knowledge. When it comes down in voodoo, we talk to Dambala Wedo, and Dambala Wedo is the god, the loa of knowledge, everything that has to do with knowledge, everything that has to do with wisdom. So when we talk to the god or the goddesses of wisdom in any type of practice that you practice, all you have to do is just concentrate, or before you go to bed, and talk about it and think about it, and you're going to be able to kind of like shape up when it comes to your abilities. So are you chosen? Absolutely, you chosen. Oh, you know what? I don't know how to connect with my ancestors. I don't know how. Maybe that's not your gift, to connect with your ancestors. Maybe your gift is to sing to them and they happy with that. So I know some people say that I speak pretty fast, and I agree. But however, these segments are very short. They're only 5 minutes long. And I have to be able to give as much information as I can in such a short period of time. But if you want to connect with me on my email by sending me an email, or you can go ahead and find me on YouTube, so you can subscribe to my channel, or you can actually find me on my Instagram. And it's all the same, Voodoo Priest Man. And make sure you subscribe and applaud this podcast that I got going on. And I hope that you're enjoying it and that you're learning as much as you possibly can. And just keep growing and evolving, and just know that you are here for that reason, and that reason is you. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful day, and may all the spirits bless you and your ancestors as well.